You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Sad news this week. This story from CBS News. Diane Carlson Evans, the Minnesota native Army veteran who founded the Vietnam Women's Memorial in Washington, D.C., died late last week at the age of 79. She grew up in Buffalo, Minnesota, served in Vietnam for 1 year at an evacuation hospital, two evacuation hospitals, actually. In the burn units. She spent years working to establish a separate memorial for the more than 265,000 women.
That needs to be underscored.
Who served in the Vietnam War.
More than 265,000 American women who served.
One of them joining us on the KMZ Hotline, the author of the book, Vietnam Nurse. We had her in not too long ago, Lute Eisenbrandt. Lute, welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Well, I was sorry to see the news, Lou, and I was retelling the story earlier in the program that you have throughout your career, and you give speeches and you are an author about your experience saving lives in Vietnam, that you have met many veterans who look at you when you say, what year did you serve? I was over there. And they will say, no, there were not women over in Vietnam.
Well, I after just listening the a piece about the 15 top athletes and not one is a woman, I guess that sort of ties in with the situation with the memorial. First of all, there were plenty of women who served, and mainly if you weren't wounded as a soldier, maybe you didn't see a female, an American female, but we were there, we did serve, and it in an effort to make that known and to have something sort of permanent, Diane worked literally for 10 years to get this additional statue added to the Vietnam Memorial. And she heard things, it had to be approved by Congress, of course, and the wall, as it's known, was dedicated in 1982, and the women's statue was added in 1993. So it took those full 10 years. Some of the Congress people who had to approve this, because Congress has to do that, supposedly, said, oh, well, if we recognize women, then we have to recognize the canine corps or the equine corps. So we were right in there with the dogs and the horses.
I remember you saying someone in Congress, or more than one person in Congress, said that.
Yes.
And it's beyond the pale, Lou. The bronze statue, if you've never seen it, depicts three uniformed women and a wounded soldier.
Correct.
Why do you think it took so long, and what was it about Diane that something lit that fire and she saw this to the conclusion to make sure this happened?
I would say she was persistent, and when she made the decision that she thought we should be recognized, she didn't give up, and she connected with as many, particularly the nurses, because the statue is a sculpture of three nurses in fatigues tending to a soldier. And I think that people just thought there just weren't enough of us to make any difference. We didn't count. Like I said, sometimes people don't think of women as being there, except if you really give it some thought, there were hospitals there. Now, when you think of hospitals, now maybe not so in 2026, but certainly in the era that I was nursing, you automatically assume there have to be some nurses involved with hospitals. But if you're just on the outside looking in, you perhaps don't think about it. And I usually said to people who said, well, I didn't, if they were soldiers and came back, and I'd say, well, you didn't see a nurse. I usually ask them, were you wounded? And they'll say no, and then I'll say maybe you didn't see a nurse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't end up at a hospital.
Did women in the Vietnam era only work as nurses, or did they do other jobs?
No, they did a lot of other jobs. And actually, the figure that you gave includes women, the total group of women. There were women not in combat, mm-hmm. in as it was added later on. And the Lord knows what is happening with it now. I hope that doesn't go backwards. But anyway, there were women who were in mail rooms and communications and things of that sort. It's estimated that there were about 12,000 women actually in Vietnam. And of those, 10,000 were probably nurses.
Would you remind me, Lou?
Yeah, more nurses.
Pardon me. Would you remind me, just from memory, did you say there are two women's names on the actual Vietnam wall?
There are eight women.
Eight. Pardon me. I'm going from memory from our last interview. And remind me, those eight. Of those eight, how many were nurses?
They were all nurses.
All of them. Okay.
The only nurse killed by direct enemy contact was Sharon Lane, who was killed at my hospital about 4 months before I arrived. And the hospital took rocket fire, and the rocket landed in the ward that she was working on, and the shrapnel killed her instantly. Mm. The other seven women were either, there were two helicopters that went down, there was a plane that went down, so Sharon was the only one that was by direct enemy fire.
Lou, quickly, I'm assuming that you knew Diane personally.
I did know her. I didn't know her well, but I spoke with her several times and, you know, clearly followed her story as we were all trying to make this come to fruition and staying in touch and sending in our $10 here and $15 there and whatever we needed to make this happen.
In 2024, she said, Lou, it really helped me come out and say, yes, I am a veteran. Yes, I served in a war, and I finally became very proud of what I did. She actually received the Presidential Citizens Medal last year from former President Joe Biden.
Yes. Yes, that's the other thing about women being in Vietnam in that setting. Very few of us received medals of any kind.
Really?
Yes. And I guess the thought was, well, we were women. This was our job. And we did deserve, you know, whatever we may have thought we got. So there was very little recognition. And I think that's still a bit of a sore point with some of us who would like to have claimed that we earned something other than just a pat on the back.
You said, Lou, for so many young men, you were the last face. Those nurses were the last face that they saw. Mm. You were the last one to hold their hand.
Mm. And that's very true. And I've been reading a lot lately about, I'm locating a couple other nurses who I didn't know were still around. And when I read different accounts, that really is the thing that seems to, and when I speak as well, that's something that always comes up. There many times we were the last voice that some of these young men heard. We were the last one to hold their hand and say to them, "You're going to be fine. We're taking care of you." Now, whether that was, we knew that was going to happen or not, that is not the time that you lay the truth on the line. It was just important for them to know that they were not alone, and that was crucial to what we did.
Well, Lou, I'm reading your book right now. Dana loaned it to me, called Vietnam Nurse, and it is a great, fascinating read, and we want to thank you for your time and thank you for your service.
You're most welcome, and yes, you can tell anybody who doesn't know that there were women in Vietnam, and we saved lives.
Amen.
Lou, be well. It's always good to hear your voice, my friend.
I will. Thank you, Dana.
All right, that's Lou Eisenbrandt, author of the book Vietnam Nurse. You can get it online. 913-586-7798, 586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.